Mayor Johnson asked us to kind of moderate or talk about anyhow what it means to be retired. And in the process of going through this, we'll tell something about ourselves and also ask you for your comments or insights into what you feel about retirement or how you have handled it. First, how many of you are retired? Just about everybody then, in other words. And I'm sure that you have done lots of things and have lots of ideas that we haven't thought of and things that we haven't done. I retired in January of this year. I worked for the Soil Conservation Service and Department of Agriculture for 35 years. Most of that time was spent as an agricultural engineer, and it was all spent in Kansas. Worked in from 9 to 12 counties, traveling around doing various types of erosion control work and also quite a bit of work with irrigation. There were 2 months of the time that I did come out of the state of Washington. That was in the fall of 1980 after Mount St. Helens erupted and helped along the Collis River to open up tributaries that came from upland and drained down into the river. Worked with the contractors there. My job was to lay out where the channel would go and check the construction then after the contractor had done his work, or I was right there with him. But after 35 years of work with the service, and then I also had a couple of years in the Army, so total of over 37 years of federal service, and that was one thing then that helped me to decide to retire. Was with that many years of service, I actually wasn't earning too much money anymore by going to work. My retirement pay would be enough that I really felt like it might be better if I would quit and I'll go ahead and do some other things that we had wanted to do together, and also to give some other people a chance to work at that same job. Actually, about a year ago, the government was trying to cut down on the number of employees, and some, they were making plans to have a reduction in force and so on. So if some of us that had in quite a few years of service would retire, it would give the younger people a chance to stay on the job. And like I mentioned, there were things that Doris and I wanted to do together anyhow, so I thought it was a pretty good time to get out of the job. Doris will tell a few things now about herself, and then we'll get into a few other items.
Well, Art and I have been married for 35 years. We celebrated our anniversary this spring, and we thank God that He has blessed us so richly with good health, and we've reared five children. So my job has basically been a mother, rearing these five children. There are four of the five are married now. We have four grandchildren. So my job pretty much was being a full-time housewife, sewing and gardening, and then as the children grew up, I was a 4-H leader. Art was also, and youth leader, and I was teaching Sunday school. And like a lot of you, we were very actively involved with our children. And one thing about our children growing up, as they went to college and left home, it kind of had left a void spot for me where Art's job was secure and stable, and he went on to work, and so I had to start thinking. Now, what is the Lord's will for me at this point in my life? And I thought about going back to work for a paying job, but it just didn't seem feasible when I'd start to think about how, with no deductions, dependents, my salary would go for taxes and so forth. And I started to think, looking around and saw all the needs that people had within the community, and so I started to become more and more involved in volunteer work. I worked as a lay chaplain at the hospital one day, and as every Friday morning I'd go to the nursing home and lead a devotion there with a couple of the ladies from our church. And then I was asked to have a district office with the Lutheran Women, and which took a lot of time. I did a lot of secretarial work and promoting and going to meetings for this mission service job that I had with the Lutheran Women. And so I soon found myself really busier than I wanted to be sometimes. Art had come home, and I would sometimes wish I had a little more time to spend with him. But all in all, it was really exciting for me to see how the Holy Spirit does work through us as we allow him to. And the joy that I had to serving the people and working with people in the community. And I also served as evangelism chairman the last 2 years at the church, and that was a nice time in our life. Art could go with me evenings to make calls, and so that was exciting. And another thing that I did for my hobby was making banners for the church, and the stoles and the frontals, I started making those for the church, and so that was my hobby. And as time went on, I did more and more of this, and my one son was very artistic, and he would help me with the designing of these. And then he got his degree in art, and he went on to California and moved away, and there went my designer. And he says, well, Mother, you're not too young to go to college. And so he said, there's a really good teacher here that could teach you something in the design. And so I went, and I really found it exciting to be with people there. Students soon accepted me. I was just one of them. I wondered what it would be like to be older and be going to college, but I found it really exciting. And so that opened a whole new avenue for me. Then I started taking some painting classes, and last year, after I did some painting, I entered into an annual art show, which is a statewide, just once a year, statewide show, and I was wondering if it would be accepted. Not only was it accepted, I got one of the jurors' awards. Couldn't believe it. I just could not believe it. But anyway, it showed me that sometimes we have talents, and if we strive, we can, and pursue new talents, that we can discover some new avenues. And so that I found it very exciting in my life to do that. So so that was kind of exciting for me. So I think the beauty of growing older is to do different things, explore, and so forth. But last fall, when Art decided to retire, somebody told us about Holden Village. We had never heard of Holden Village before. And so we wrote and asked if they might need someone here this summer, and they wrote back and they said that they were starting this artichoke project and they needed somebody to irrigate that. And so here we are. The Lord led us up here to Holden Village. And then they wrote back, when Art accepted to do that, they also needed a housekeeper. So here I am being a head housekeeper. I did not know what that would be like, but I have enjoyed it immensely working with all the different people here. So also coming here, we felt it might be a way for us to break out of our usual patterns at home. I had served at the Altar Guild at home, and Art was maintenance chairman at the church, and as long as we were there, the congregation kind of just expected us to do this. We'd ask, would somebody else like to help us with this? And as long as we were there, it seemed like it was hard to find other people to do it. So we thought, well, maybe by leaving for a while, it might help open some avenues, and other people might find it, then somebody they could find the same joy of doing these things that we had been doing. I understand that the head gardener and the head housekeeper that were here a year ago was a retired pastor and his wife last year, and it was the retired pastor's way of leaving the community so that the congregation get used to the new pastor and not be coming constantly still be coming back to the old pastor. So we are finding Holden Village kind of a point to help us break away out of our home routine, so to speak. So it's been exciting to see how the Lord has led us to this point. And then I think that the key thing is just praying and letting the Lord guide us. And I'd like to now read to you about this book. Art, you want to tell about this book a little bit first?
This is a book that's in the library here, Faith and Finances in Retirement. It's written by Robert C. Pieper, and a little about him. It says he has conducted numerous pre-retirement planning clinics for churches, service agencies, senior clubs, camp retreats, and so on in the past 6 years. Has also counseled individuals on retirement planning and adjustment to retirement. He's a clergyman and attorney, and he serves as a consultant with the American Lutheran Church Foundation. And he has set up this whole kind of a workbook thing that covers a lot of different aspects of planning for retirement, and then actually it could be used after retirement to change your retirement plans if need be.
this is what it says about the Christian perspective. The Christian enjoys a unique privilege. He or she has both a purpose and a direction to plan toward the future. A Christian should see beyond a youth-centered society. Our society is so much geared to youth. But a Christian should see beyond a youth-centered society and should see life as an entire span, from infancy to old age. Most retirees come within the latter half of this span. Therefore, a Christian can more easily open his or her mind to change and make plans without becoming frustrated by advancing age. Perhaps even more than a privilege, this foresight is a rich asset of every Christian. The Christian about to retire can look back upon many blessings. Fortunately for the Christian, he or she can understand that life has both its good and bad aspects. When times and circumstances are good, the Christian can respond with joy and thankfulness. And when the times are bad, the Christian can call upon a deeper understanding of compassion, tolerance, and hope. Another Christian perspective is that a Christian should never retire if it means years of goalless leisure. Each Christian has a responsibility to serve in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know how many of you sat in on Luther Peterson's Bible study this morning, but I couldn't help but think of sometimes people just strive to store up treasures, so to speak, and to waste away rather than using their God-given talents that in all your experience and your wealth that you have accumulated over the years, to use that to serve your Lord even more fully. This service should go beyond self-pleasure and self-interest. All Christians must obey the Christian-given mandate to plan and direct their lives so as to always be teaching and serving in His name. From this, there can be no retirement. Retirees should utilize their potential, their maturity, and resources to fulfill this mandate. The retirement years must go beyond the pursuit of pleasure and become a response to faith. This response means maximizing both personal talents and personal inner strengths in furtherance of God's command. Faithful Christians are fortunate indeed to have an inner mechanism providing the stability to adapt to and cope with the hardships and realities common to all people. For instance, death is not a fear or a cruel defeat for a Christian, but rather it is a victory. Such positive reaction to life's inevitable changes enables the Christian to more fully enjoy and benefit from the pleasure of retirement years. I think that's just a beautiful summary of how we as Christians, I have just a wealth of God's blessings to reflect from.
We might shift just a little bit here now and think about what some definitions of retirement might be. In this book, there are several definitions listed, and the author says that ideas and feelings about retirement are quite diverse. Some definitions depict hopes and dreams, while others display negative attitudes and despair. According to Webster, retirement is withdrawing into seclusion. Well, I don't think we want to stick with that definition. A successful retired person describes it as being my own boss in planning my future and still enjoy today. Then someone who is unsuccessful in retirement, hardships which sap all joy from living. Then another couple says, to do what I please, when I please, and how I please. And to a young executive looking ahead quite a few years, he says, it's a time my company will take care of me. So it is the time when usually it's time for ourselves, time to explore and do things that we've been wanting to do. Would like now if some of you have some ideas on what a definition might be or what your definition would be or how you would describe it. Anybody care to say what how they would define retirement?
Anything different from what?
There's somebody over here.
Well, you leave a definite schedule and make your own schedule. And I think that's one of the joys of retiring. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. not that you haven't some scheduled activities, but you have chosen your own schedule.
Yeah, I think that's good.
So you can sleep in the mornings.
Schedule it that way, so you can. Well, you've had a busy schedule then. Yes. That is one good thing to do in retirement. In many states or colleges, I don't know whether in Kansas it's a state law, but people over 60 can go to classes at the state universities free.
Free tuition. Oh. And I know Rudy Edmond that was here this summer. They retired, their retirement center is near a college, and it was placed there with that in mind so that they could enjoy attending some of the classes and the areas of their interest.
I don't know how many people here, I'm not familiar with the program, but we've had something back home on Lady Ines. Did you go to that one on Elder Hostel?
Yes.
Now, they say that that's a very interesting program for retired people. I don't know that much about it, but we were at a discussion the other day where it was suggested that people... like an involved in the Elder Hostel, they say it's a reasonably priced thing and it's very good.
We had that in our community, but now because of cutting back the classes and that because of federal funding, state funding, they did away with most of it.
Oh, that could be another problem now.
Anybody else care to share some things now, or we can get to some again
a
little later.
I think the Elder Hostel is a wonderful program. And for elderly people who don't want to become a part of a, you know, freshman class or whatever,
mm-hmm.
You could go in the summer for a short time, live in a dormitory, eat in the dining hall, learn to know other people your own age and your own interests. And the different hostels teach a variety of subjects. All the way, and you can see country at the same time. They are located all the way from the East Coast and to the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
You have to apply early though, because they fill up so fast.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have a friend that went to 4 elder hostels this last year. Mm. She combined her travel. And of course, she lives in an apartment, but when you have a home to take care of, it's not so easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're the only one responsible for your home, but she thinks they're great. And I think she plans to go to somewhere else this fall where they have Elder Hostel. Mm-hmm. It's pretty national.
Sounds like a wonderful program.
Where would you get the addresses?
Does someone have it?
That's... Where would you get the addresses?
In Spokane, they had one at Whitworth College last year. And
I think
like
those colleges would have
any college.
Maybe it's in this book.
Know whether it is or not.
Well, if anybody knows, you might let us know if anybody has the address and we could share it with you.
I think if you write to Whitworth College,
you have. You think you could?
Oh.
Do you have something?
Whitworth College.
What?
Whitworth.
Whitworth.
Whitworth. Whitworth. Whitworth. W-H-I-T-W-O-R-T-H.
Okay. Whitworth College.
I would have gone, but I couldn't even go to that because it involved driving about 12 miles one way, and I had many things to look after my husband passed away, so I couldn't go.
Did you have some?
What is the Elder Hostel?
It's like college. They have many, many subjects, very interesting. They pursue, I suppose, like some of these classes here.
Probably mm-hmm. take you on field trips
mm-hmm.
around the college. You don't have to take the course.
Oh.
I think 2 weeks is what those she went.
Mm-hmm. No. Are short term
mm-hmm.
courses.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so she doesn't follow them around.
No grades, no tests, no
responsibilities. I see. That is nice.
And you can also go to classes in the colleges. You know, most colleges offer tuition free classes for senior citizens.
Mm-hmm. That's what they do back at home.
Gonzaga does. I always take some kind of class. Mm-hmm. If I can't go to hospital, I go to the college nearest.
Did you say Gonzaga?
Gonzaga. Well, we have something in Spokane. I don't know how many people are from Spokane, but you know, we have an organization called Project Joy. My daughter sent a clipping from the paper in Los Angeles, and it said that, I don't believe it was in Los Angeles, but it was in some of the middle states, where they had a senior symphony orchestra, said it was the only one of its kind, and I was always going to write in and say that we had one in Spokane, too. It's an organization for the arts. We have singing groups and instrumental groups. We have a little dance band. We have a couple of women that were Hawaiian dancers, and they continue to do that. We have a senior symphony. We have women's chorus. And we entertain wherever we're requested. We have a whole schedule of, I play for several of them, and I can hardly keep up to it.
Are they all lodges?
No, they're not lodges at all. This is just a senior Project Joy. And then I play for a couple of lodges.
Yeah, I knew you said that.
Are you from Spokane?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a Moose? Are you a Moose member?
No, but I heard you say you play for Moose.
So with church and everything, you can keep pretty busy.
Mm-hmm. I'd missed a few more comments from this book. He tells of a wall plaque in the Benjamin Rose Institute in Cleveland, where they do research on the problems of aging. Plaque says, "Youth is a gift of nature. Old age is a work of art."
There is a book in the library here entitled The Art of Living.
Aging.
Or The Art of Aging. So that is a nice little book. It tells you how to keep active mentally, physically, and spiritually, preparing for... it's Evelyn Mandel is the writer of this book. Shows us how to make the art of aging the culmination of the art of living.
She has one here too. The same thing. Just bought
this one. They have it in the bookstore.
It's a beautiful book. It has a lot of ideas for keeping physically fit and mentally healthy.
If you only use one, it's worth it.
Right. Yeah. Right.
What is the quote from? The nature work of art.
In this book here, but it's on a wall plaque.
Yeah, but she wants to know what it is. What is it?
You want the quote again?
Yeah.
Oh, I wondered who said it.
I don't know who said it originally, but it's on the wall plaque, and the author of this book just uses it as one example. Youth is a gift of nature. Old age is a work of art. Another author's written, his name is Mr. Murray Hoyt, writing in Creative Retirement, points out that retirement does not automatically guarantee happiness. And then going ahead with some more from this book, retirement for most people is a series of unknowns, a never-ending series of challenges that often turn out to be problems. And he says problems often come during retirement because of a failure to identify the potential future problems and plan how to deal with them. Not enough looking ahead before time. Failure to identify one's skills, interests, resources, talents, and maturity in preparing for the future. That seems to be one of the big items that he brings out, is identify your skills and interests and use them. The human assets are highly important and play a major role in helping you maintain a meaningful stability in retirement if you properly identify and use them. And he points out, too, that your chance of having a happy and worry-free retirement will be greatly enhanced if you plan ahead and have a sound mental attitude. He brings that out quite often about the mental attitude towards retirement. But there are 15 or 18 chapters in here on the various subjects. There's another program that I think we'll review briefly. I don't know how many of you might be familiar with the Aid Association for Lutherans Insurance Group. They have a program they call, if you put the words all together, SMART, S-M-A-R-T, stands for Senior Member and Retirement Training. It's a series of 8 2-hour sessions where they cover 8 different topics then. And it's mostly for preparing for retirement, but it's also some things a person could use after retirement. I'll briefly go through and just summarize what each session would be. The first one is on attitudes. So actually all of these tie in pretty closely to what Mr. Pieper has used in his workbook. So the attitudes be, how do you feel about retirement? And then there's a film showing how different families have accepted retirement. One man that retired still felt he had to go back to the office every day and see that things were going all right. We'd keep going without him. And the second one changed to a different kind of job. He still kept working almost full time, but in a different kind of work. And the third one just stopped work completely. There's quite a bit of discussion then on the different ways that it worked out for them. Second session is on financial resources. They have worksheets to figure your net worth and all your assets, what your Social Security might be, your pensions, annuities, and so on, just to get a picture of what you might have to live on. Third one is financial planning, and figuring out how to manage your assets so that you will have cash flow, something to live on. Fourth one is on leisure time, what you might do with it, part-time work, travel, hobbies, various things. They have you list things that you've always wanted to do and maybe would have time for when you retire. Fifth session is on health and welfare, physical health, and activities that you might get into, and the importance of annual checkups. Then your mental health. There, in order to keep active, you might do like we talked about here already, college classes and other things. Your spiritual health, church-related activities, Bible studies, and so on. The next session is on housing. Some people in retire feel they have to move away from where they've been, and they point out the things to consider there, the importance of studying it out quite thoroughly before you do just sell your place and move somewhere that you might not know too much about. Or you might want to move to a smaller house, or maybe an apartment or a condominium or something like that. So those various things are discussed. Number seven is the final arrangements. Importance of having a will, estate planning, legal matters that might have to consider. Then the eighth one is on counting your blessings, thinking back and trying to get in your mind all the blessings that you have. And one way that that's handled in some of the sessions or by some of the people that teach the course is they give you 5 little slips of paper and you write one blessing on each little piece of paper, and then you close your eyes, shuffle them, and drop 2 of them, and then see what you have left, and try to imagine how you would handle the situation if you did lose those 2 blessings. So it gets you to thinking about things that could happen to you.
We might explain that to people that teach this are trained at Appleton, Wisconsin, where the national office is. Appleton pays these teachers to their way up there, and they are up there for about a week, I think. And get trained, and then they come back and then work in their local communities through their local branches. And there's a couple back at where we are that now just periodically have a smart session and train people there to help them to start thinking about retirement. Like many people have a tendency just to put that off. And it's very important that when you reach middle years that you start planning toward retirement. So if you are interested in this program, just contact somebody. If you know of a branch in your, if you probably could find a branch, the AAL, in your telephone book, and find out if there is someone that's trained in your community.
What kind of branch did you say?
The AID Association for Lutherans, Fraternal Insurance Organization. Are most of you familiar with AID Association for Lutherans? That's a program. They also have trained people to give marriage encounter sessions. But this is for retirement. Special program called SMART.
Anybody else have any comments this time? Something that you thought of?
How to prepare for retirement, help you to prepare for retirement, or ideas about how to have a better retirement.
Well, I live in a community where many things are available, and I certainly have all kinds of dreams of what I can do, and there's no problem in finding enough to do. But I would be interested, for instance, in rosemarying, because I have an old chest that it would be fun to redo. And then I've never learned to sew very well, and I thought, well, it would be fun to take sewing classes, which are available, because perhaps it would be very helpful to be able to do a little bit with sewing when garments become too expensive, and you can do something with what you have, or get material more reasonably. And then there are the opportunities for swimming and keeping
exercising. Yes, that's very important.
But anyway, and I have pieces of furniture I'd like to refinish, and I think, well, there are opportunities for adults to take a refinishing class.
Right.
And I haven't done any of those yet. Better get started. But they're there. Uh-huh. The opportunities are there and would be lots of fun to do.
I don't know if this is in order or not, but when we kind of spend the retirement through death, do you advise to sell your place or wait or do what kind of menu?
I think what to do in this book, and in most workshops, I would think, tell you to kind of study all the different angles and
take it.
Yeah,
you don't just jump into.
You
take it slow.
Windows and everything.
And just prayerfully work it out. The important thing in life, I think, is always to have a goal and purpose. This book says spiritual assets in retirement are assets that you can't buy. The spiritual assets of life include an identity in life and a purpose to life. For the Christian, identity and purpose are an outgrowth of one's relationship to God, put to practice in daily affairs. But this identity and purpose gives specific direction and meaning to life. And so we, like you say, set goals, the things that you've dreamed of, develop your skills and pursue different avenues. Those are exciting things. Those are really exciting things to look forward to. I'm just learning that now. And that's, I think, is one of the beauties of...
Well, I was thinking about that. I heard about Holden years ago, and I thought, my, that would be a nice place to go. Never thinking I'd get there, and all of a sudden...
Here you are.
This year, we got all excited at our church, and we were 8 of us that came.
That's beautiful.
I have a brother-in-law that had done road construction all his life, and he does do a little carpenter work, but that seems to be the only hobby, and he seems kind of lost. And of course, my sis, she's always busy, and I wondered if there was any way I could help him find something else to do. So far, we've all tried and fall flat on our faces.
Does anybody have some suggestions? What have you pursued? What some other?
Oh, I gave him a little model to work on one time, and he gave it to his nephew, and my brother has tried to help him find something else to do, and he's happy doing carpenter work, but he runs out of that. He retired.
He needs to try more different things.
He has retired 3 times from road construction because he can't find nothing else to do.
Well, couldn't he make children's toys, or make a dollhouse, or think of something that he could even have an outlet for if he's good at carpentry? There's all kinds of
can make do different kinds of carpentry. Yeah, maybe he could just.
There's a lot of senior citizens who need more work done on their homes.
Uh-huh.
I have a lot of things in the house to do.
An interesting quote in this book I thought was, it is important that we see retirement as an opportunity to retire to something and not from something. So, but a good part of being active is motivation, yearning to accomplish a task or a challenge to a problem. That, you know, like right now coming to Holden, the challenge for him was the artichokes, and for me to see if I could head a housekeeping crew.
Do you have a garden here with the artichokes? Where's it at?
The Jerusalem artichokes are up on the mine tailings. There's about 3/4 of an acre up there.
Oh, you cross that little bridge?
Yeah. And walk up
the hill.
Walk up past where the sawmill is and up to the left past the compost bins and then on around.
Would you tell us what you did to get a little garden going up there?
Well, they've been doing some work there for several years, I guess. And last year they planted a small area to Jerusalem artichokes and they seem to do real well. One thing they did was added just the regular wood ashes to the soil. The soil itself is real acid, about pH of 3 on the average, which is real acid. But by just putting a small amount of ashes in, that more or less neutralizes the soil, and plants are doing real well.
Can you eat them now?
We don't plan to eat those. They're being irrigated with the sewage effluent. So
there are some in the village here that they're going to eat. Though there's a whole row right next to the hotel in the back and in the garden.
It does have the mine stuff underneath them?
No, this is the regular soil here.
Yeah.
But up there between the Bruce Marichos too, with it all being sprinkled, there's a cover of weedy grass that has come up, just completely covered the area. So it's just as green. If you haven't seen it, it might be worth your time to go and see how green it is. We have a garden up close to the greenhouse. It's quite small, but well, we cut lettuce like every 10 days or so, and maybe get 3 or 4 or 5 gallon pails going. There's not a big enough area.
Beautiful out here.
Yeah, we had a few tomatoes.
They get the warmer sun.
Well, I liked your comment that you said you retired to give somebody an opportunity to work. Mm-hmm. And I think when we retire, if we can, there is such an abundance of just free things we can do to help that we shouldn't always look for a salaried job. And if you have, you know, if you look about, there's such a need for people to do things to help.
We have also been tossing around the idea of, with his experience in agriculture, maybe writing the Lutheran World Brotherhood Exchange and doing some volunteer work in that way, or the Peace Corps, or last week, or a few days ago, there was this Mennonite leader here that was working with volunteers. But we're just going to pray about it and see whether the Lord will lead us to a ministry such as that, and whether his wish is going to be to follow the artichoke program here at Holden or whatever. But it's exciting.
Is your position here a volunteer? Or?
Volunteer. Uh-huh. And while we're here, one thing that we have, we've been away from home now for 4 months, and we are very comfortable here in every way. We have a comfortable room. It's simple but comfortable, and we have good food here and all these wonderful people. It has really taught us the beautiful thing of life is serving our Lord wherever we are, but it's not materialism. Mm-hmm. You don't find joy in things. You find joy just sharing the love of Christ with people and serving.
You didn't want to carry it, you just wanted to serve.
We live upstairs in the hotel where quite a few of the married staff live.
How long do you stay? 6 months?
We're going to stay. They've asked us to be here till October 25th. The sessions end October 11th, and then they would like for us to stay a couple weeks to kind of close the greenhouse and put the window boxes away and so forth.
You can get your room and board for you.
Yes, yes. We just so we're not making any money, but we're also not spending any money. So it's been exciting for us. Does anyone else have some ideas about retirement? Here, a thing that stresses here so much is that we really take care of ourselves physically, as well as have a good mental attitude, and then take care of ourselves physically. And that's another nice thing. We've been getting a lot of exercise here, working in our gardens, and with me and my housekeeping, going up to the laundry where Nadine is. we get a lot of. I've been getting a lot of good exercise. And it is, whatever way, wherever we are in retirement, I think it's important that we eat nutritionally well, and that we do get our exercise daily, and that we get our checkups, annual checkups, that we stay physically well, because this book was saying, we're going to work as well as what we feel. If we feel good, we're also going to be serving the Lord better, because we feel good. So it is important that we take care of our bodies the best we can.
How often do you leave here? 6 months you're here.
Once every 6 weeks. Yeah. They said we've been out once in July, and this month we want to take a short little trip up to Victoria. We have never been there, and so once every 6 weeks they said we can go out of the village. We're from Kansas.
How long did you get out
there
when you take
those? A week.
Nadine?
Doris, tell them what you did when you went out the last time.
Oh, yes. With my interest in making banners, there was somebody in the village that told me about that there was going to be a workshop at Grunewald Guild with the liturgical art under Rich Kammerer, who did the mural in the village center. And so he had this art workshop. And so that was of great interest to me, so I attended the workshop while Art went and built them a compost bin that was just like Holden's. And so it was in a different setting with different people, and we really enjoyed ourselves.
Where was
there.
The workshop?
It was at Plain, Washington, which is 13 miles north of Leavenworth.
Mm-hmm. The name of the place
is Grunewald Guild. And Rich Kammerer has started this guild, which he works with ministers, people all over the United States, helping them see that art is a part of worship. Christian art is.
Did you say plain?
Plain. 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 Is there anybody else that has some ideas about as to how retirement can be more fulfilled? What are some of the things maybe that you are doing? This is a sharing. Any of you have something exciting that you'd like to share that you enjoy doing?
Working in my own yard and raking leaves.
Yes! That is a good thing.
If they'd only let us burn them instead of banging you up into big plastic bags.
Yeah.
That's the headache. Yeah, I do have a compost plant.
I came up here and worked, and I wondered if many of the people here who have talents and like to, I think, applications are available for a shorter term than that.
Yes, 3 weeks. Three weeks is the minimum. And I have some right now that are pre-retired or about to retire, or maybe they are retired, but I have some older people right now helping with housekeeping and Waitry. You see some of the Waitry that our older people, they come up here for 3 weeks, minimum is 3 weeks, and work here for as a volunteer. You're here for free for the work you do. So if you think you would be interested, just send in an application.
Where do you get the application?
At the registration desk.
What do you use in your compost pile?
We use the garbage from the kitchen, which is I guess the main reason for having a compost pile. And also use some grass clippings. We mow it often enough, though. We usually don't rake up the clippings, but if we do, we put those in. Also weeds that we pull, and sawdust from up at the sawmill, and then some soil. It's in three layers, what we call a trash, which would be the weeds or the sawdust.
You put the weeds in too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We save everything here. Weeds.
A class I went to, they said keep the weeds out.
Well,
and then he used a mixture to help it.
Just have those three layers: the garbage, the trash, and garbage, and then layer of soil. And the soil that's being used is from the tailings, but with some ashes mixed into it. Yeah, but then these bins are made so that we can put tubes through. We have two sets of tubes through each bin. The bins are 4 feet square, and every foot we put through two tubes as we go up. And these tubes have holes drilled in so the air can get in.
How high are they?
About 4 feet.
They're just up on the hill up here.
Well, I'm trying to build one up at the lake.
But with the air going in there, you don't have to stir it like with most compost piles. You need to turn them. But this way, your aerobic bacteria can work clear through the pile. It takes about 5 weeks to get the compost done.
Yeah,
there's several things in here about things that you might do. See, and here are parish-related tasks for retirees. There are a whole lot of them listed. Just, there might be some ideas here that you hadn't thought of. Establish visiting program to nursing homes and or retirement homes. That's one thing. Doris is more or less done, except they had devotions every Friday there for the people in the nursing home. Help to organize special interest groups for older persons. Organize weekly luncheon programs for older members and friends of the church. Provide transportation to and from church. Search out older or needy persons. Provide needed food or clothing. Send church bulletins to older persons. Take older persons on outing, shopping, theater, zoo, and walking trips. Tape services and take them to the elderly and shut in. Visit those who are homebound. Just visit people.
We help with our monthly paper, putting that together each month, and we also help with putting together the bulletins. We have a volunteer bunch.
I'm on the care of persons from my church. I visit the nursing home. You know, we have old ladies in there. We just, you know, some of them won't have anybody that ever comes in. I just clean the paper that you can hardly get away from them.
Yeah.
One little lady, I go to see, she lives in an apartment. What time she ever gets out is when somebody takes her to the grocery store. So she was asking if I could take her for a ride. So I took her up to the lake about 30 miles away and brought her home and gave her a bunch of vegetables and stuff. And I thought I'd give her $1 million. She was so thankful, and so she just couldn't thank me enough for getting her out and letting her go for a nice ride and everything. I felt like I had really done something. Yet to me, it wasn't all that great, but to her, it was just something extra.
Oh, yeah.
And it gives one so much joy.
Yeah, so good.
So satisfying to be able to help people.
It's so sad to go to these nursing homes and support a little people that never, one lady stands up at the counter, she kept saying, well, so-and-so's supposed to come to see me. Hasn't anybody come to see me today? And she's asking that every time I go there, so I always go in and visit her. And she probably don't remember it, but it gives her satisfaction that somebody's talking to her.
This book says, aid should be kept secret. Should not be kept secret. It should be kept sacred.
I was going to say, well, actually, it's a good little way to make ourselves for a little more than a week.
Oh,
yes.
Yes, that is a good project. Quilts are always in big demand.
Or work with Meals on Wheels. Another thing.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
We have that in our church 2 months of the year. Our church takes care of Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, that's about what ours is.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a lady talking about delivering Meals on Wheels, and I hated to go to this one place because the gal always greeted them with open arms and kissed them right on the mouth.
This is
switch
too fast.
Sending cards for special occasions to the elderly, holidays, birthdays, anniversaries.
I have several fruit trees. I make a lot of jam. I never use it myself, but I take it around and give some of these little ladies or couples or something like so they're able to get it.
That's a good project.
look at a directory of offices where a person might. Well, this is the Administration on Aging, tells where state offices are. They also tell about various places where volunteers are needed. RSVP, Retired Senior Volunteer Program. And then SCORE, Service Corps of Retired Executives, where business executives that have retired can help share some of their business management skills with younger people. And VISTA, probably heard of that, Volunteers in Service to America. And Foster Grandparent Program, the Peace Corps, Senior Companion Program, that's something that they have quite a few places.
Our daughter was saying that Bread for the World is always needing volunteers too, but I think their offices are, you may have to go to where their office is, but to do, you know, to help their regular program. But there are a lot of places, if we just kind of keep our ears open as to where we could, when you think about the talent that we have or our special gifts and try to think about where would I fit in.
And many of us are gardeners. Do we raise too much for ourselves? Or in our church, we bring what we don't need to church, and if anybody wants to buy something, drop some money in a can, and that's supposed to be
that's a
hunger, a world hunger.
Yes. That would be a nice
one. Another thing they mentioned here is taking advantage of discount rates that you might be eligible for now in this Golden Age passport. I think this is still correct. It's free to persons 62 and over if you apply for it. And they also say that the rates then, you get a 50% discount on all use fees charged by facilities in these national parks if you have Golden Age passports.
Isn't that restricted to like after September?
No,
it doesn't mention that in.
Dated, but not the federal.
Not in the federal. I wasn't sure. I thought this was still in effect. I thought at one time they had a certain kind of a passport, but then
that
was done away with.
That, you can get in any national park entrance free, but then you have to pay a percent, like it says, for any facilities that you
use. If you have hookups.
And they have went up this year quite a little bit in the federal park. But the state, they have one where you get it half after October 1st through till the, I think, the end of the 1st of May. But anyhow, the off season. And of course, on the coast, that can be real good, but when you get in, it isn't quite as good.
Don't get to use it too much then.
I think the buses, the Greyhound bus, also has special rates for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
City
buses do too.
It's getting to be close to 11:45. Unless there are other comments, I just want to read another section here: the Beatitudes for Retirement. It starts out, "Happy is the retiree who plans for his or her retirement future, seeks a challenging life in retirement, looks with joy upon the challenge of retirement, arranges affairs for financial security, remains mentally alert and active, remains independent, becomes a model example for those without vision to plan, assumes full responsibility to plan his or her retirement destiny, is an asset to his or her church and community, enjoys a smooth transition to retirement." If a person could meet all of those 10 things, I would think he would be happy about it.
The title of this book is Faith, Finances, and Retirement. Faith and Finances in Retirement. And I like that word faith at the top. I think with the Lord right at our side, we have so much to give of ourselves, and God has blessed each one of us with so many talents in a unique way. Each one of us is unique, And we have had just a wealth of experiences getting to this point in life that we are. And so I think it is, we should constantly keep in mind, what is God's will for my life in this at this point in life for me? In Ecclesiastes, he tells us that there's a time for a special time in life, all the total stage of our life from little on up. There's a time for everything. And so right now at retirement time, those are the golden years, the beautiful, rich, fulfilled years. And so let's pray that each of us live our life to the fullest, to the honor of God. Thank you all. Thank you.